It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
All right, friends, please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On the eve of his arrest, Jesus gathers his disciples together for a last supper. We know that Jesus knows what is about to happen. Judas is going to turn him over to the Roman authorities. Peter will deny knowing him. But instead of exposing the hearts of his betrayers, Jesus reveals himself as the one who loves them to the end by becoming their servant. On this Maundy Thursday, we read the familiar story of Jesus expressing his love of his disciples through the act of foot washing. To wash another's feet is a really intimate, vulnerable thing to do. Particularly in the ancient Near East, where people's feet were always caked in mud and dirt, and they probably smelled horrible. This service was usually performed by the lowest servant of the household, certainly not by Jesus, the honored guest. But Jesus does it so he can model for his disciples how they are to love others. Now, initially, not all of the disciples welcome this foot washing. Peter even says, "No, you shall never wash my feet." Peter's protest illustrates how not everyone is able to receive Jesus' love. Not everyone can stand the discomfort that love demands. But the discomfort that Peter feels over Jesus washing his feet is precisely what Jesus calls us to offer to him daily. our discomfort with bearing our needs and exposing ourselves to the needs of others. A fair question to ask of the text this evening is, what exactly is Jesus calling us to do here? Jesus says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet." What Jesus means by this is that we should treat another with love, even and particularly when it's difficult to do so. That we should love one another with the same vulnerability Jesus displays when he washes his disciples' feet. Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Friends, we gather together this evening to reflect on how we are to wash one another's feet in the midst of a global pandemic. I believe that Jesus' command that we wash each other's feet remains unchanged during these unprecedented times. We may not be allowed to touch one another right now, but we are still called to love others even when it is difficult. Even when we don't know how, even when we maybe don't want to, even when we aren't sure if we're doing it right. And I still think that this love has to be an embodied practice, or this has to be a practice that we live out in our bodies, not just in our minds. Our acts of love witness to the unity of Christ in our shared humanity. But since we are in the midst of a global pandemic, how we embody the love of Jesus is going to look a little different than it has in the past. One way that we can do this right now is to continue to stay home as much as we can. When we have to go out, we can continue to practice social distancing or keeping 6 feet of separation between us and other people. I'm about 6 feet tall, so I try to keep roughly the length of me between myself and another person. We can also wash our hands frequently, perhaps more frequently than is comfortable. Definitely after we are in public places, certainly more than we're used to. We can also wear face masks when we go to the grocery store or pharmacy. I know that many of us don't have face masks, so we can either make one or we can use something that we already have at home as a makeshift one. I have this running headband that I usually wear when I'm running to keep the sweat out of my eyes, but I find it actually makes a really great face mask. Helps me to keep my nose and mouth covered when I have to go out in public. One of the really difficult things we can do, and that we must do, is we can postpone our family Easter gatherings, or we can try to hold them virtually. We can continue to set aside time every day to pray for our medical professionals, our essential workers, and our local leaders. Another way that I'm seeing people embody the love of Jesus during this difficult time is to get creative and to maybe think outside the box. This week, when I was on a Zoom call with other pastors in our presbytery, our executive presbyter asked us to reflect on how ministry is being necessarily changed for the better during this time. He encouraged us to not see this time as a stopgap before life gets back to normal, but instead challenged us to name what new skills we're learning and maybe how we can add these skills to our toolbox once we get to some kind of new normal. While we're all hoping and we're praying that this period of being apart from each other will end soon, this is also an opportunity for us to learn some new things. One new skill we're all learning is how to use technology to build community. Session opted to hold worship this evening via a Zoom meeting so that we could celebrate communion together. When we gather together to receive communion, even when we do it virtually, we proclaim to the world that that which divides us is not as strong as that which unites us. One of my favorite things about being a pastor is watching our congregations partake of the elements together, even when we're partaking of the elements in a new way. Necessity has forced two congregations from opposite sides of our city to come together to partake of this holy meal. People who don't always agree with one another. People who want to love another, but who don't always know how. All coming together to receive this holy meal in this time and in this place. Friends, I truly believe that Jesus' command to love one another begins at the table, but it doesn't end there. Having received this holy meal, we are called to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ where we can, as we can, and with who we can. Sure, how we do this is going to look different in the coming weeks and months as we work together to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But I'm convinced that the only way out of this global pandemic is to all do our part to embody the radical love of Jesus in this new normal. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.